and play indoors, outdoors, or anywhere you like.
I'm already excited.
Can I play underwater?
Yeah. Think of handing a joy yes.
Can I go to outer space and play?
Yes.
And sharing the joy.
You can't use tabletop mode in outer space, though.
Damn it!
Welcome to A Bit Drunk. This is the BitPubs podcast about console gaming. A conversation that we have about console gaming past, present, and future. And whilst doing so, we're having a few too many fine-crafted beers and spirituous beverages. This is a very special episode of A Bit Drunk. And just like every good, very special episode, we all learn some very special lessons. Like me, Ian Greer.
Ian will buy dumb shit on launch day.
I learned that you don't have to buy something on launch day to be the cool kid. And James Lambert, who learns, just say yes to drugs.
What? I wasn't listening.
That's your special lesson. Just say yes to drugs. And also, Phil Denton, who learns the true meaning of Boxing Day.
Yeah, you have weird...
Like Pugilus.
You have weird slinky arms, and you're yellow.
That's racist.
That is racist. And Podcast Patrick, who learns algebra.
That's what a mermaid wears, Patrick. An algebra.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, that's a horrible joke, and I hope you feel bad.
I don't.
But this is a very special episode of A Bit Drunk. It's outside of the normal schedule, our normal cadence of release, and we just got done watching the Nintendo Switch reveal, and now we're going to have a little bit review for it. So stick around for that as we get A Bit Drunk. Everybody brought some drink and stuff. Patrick, can we start with you? Podcast Patrick.
Because mine sucks the most.
That's not
yours
true.
Yours is the most original.
No, it was... What?
You told really me it was is. Full of bacteria.
That's true. Yeah.
And then maybe not drink it.
Yeah. Or so even start with what I'm drinking?
Yeah.
I'm drinking some shit from Whole Foods, because that's what I do. I'm the fucking noob as far as the drinks are concerned.
And you're going to outlive us all by like 80.
Can I just point
that's
out?
That's the name of the game.
Can I just read these words right here?
Yeah, do it. It's some hippie shit.
Reawaken. Rebirth.
Ooh.
Repurpose and redefine.
Hellaries.
Nintendo like Reswitch.
Reswitch, rebirth. Oh, okay. Is that like an Evangelion thing? Like you die and then reborn? And it's all like really trippy and they're on drugs when they made it?
I draw the line at that anime usually.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's a good
He's
one.
He's not really into slime
wasn't meant
porn
to be
like other
It's a good one though. There's so much depression and alcohol and ecstasy and acid and that thing. Oh, it's so good.
Well, I'm in.
Oh, it's Akira?
probably along those lines.
I'm drinking Synergy Kombucha, which is, you know, not that cool. But experimenting with some dietary stuff that is preventing me from having alcohol at the moment. Except for the small amount that's present in this kombucha.
Do you have pooping problems?
Does it make you poop? Does it stop you from pooping?
Kombucha?
No, does it make your poop weird colors? Tell us about your poop.
How many times have you pooped today?
During this podcast.
I think tell us about your poop is going to be the podcast.
Yeah, no, that works on a lot of levels.
It really does.
So much pressure. Because I haven't pooped. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Pressure.
I'm just trying to maintain ketosis, and that is hard.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Well, good on you for... Yeah, good on you
Yeah,
for
no, it's like, fine. That's... Yeah, next... we don't need to talk about it.
Let's not dwell on it.
And then I haven't had time to play any games by myself. I played a little bit of The Division with my friend online, and it's not the coolest shit played by Alina.
Oh, really?
But it's an excuse to play a game with a friend on the internet.
Yeah.
And then I've been playing a lot of games with my girlfriend, because that is the only time I'm not working is when I'm hanging out with her. So I showed her Skyrim, the remaster, recently, mm-hmm. and it like became a problem quick.
Oh,
like,
really?
For her, yeah. She
like an addiction problem?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, like, that. Like, I'm used to being the one who like goes to bed at like 3 a.m. and like I've been playing a game, and like literally she was going to bed at 3 a.m. and I was going to bed like at like 11 after watching her play. Anyway, she played through the whole...
I have tickets to BlizzCon next year. It's like, yeah. It's like super into the whole scene.
Yeah, now. Yeah. Yeah. This is probably a subject for another podcast, but as a game evangelist, that was like trying to like get her into different types of games, and that's been a slow roll, but now I feel like I've created a monster. And anyway, yeah, but I've never finished Skyrim. I've never actually finished the main quest, and she did in like a week or something.
She didn't sleep?
Game's like 150 hours.
Yeah, so I left my PlayStation, my PSTV at her house with a controller, yeah. And so if I ever turn my PlayStation on at home, she's playing Skyrim
in that moment
all the time. So she works from home. Those were her quotes. She works, but
from home.
But somehow she finds time for lots of Skyrim.
It's called multitasking.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. It's yeah. Anyway, so she played the hell out of Skyrim, and then we played Until Dawn, which is like a neither of these are new, but it was like a teen horror, interactive teen horror game, basically.
Teen horse.
So,
Teen horse.
Teen horse. Yeah, or teen horse.
Teen horse.
Yeah, yeah. It's like teen wolf, but yeah.
It's a teen horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty great game. I was pleasantly surprised. And legitimately scary. It does the horror genre quite
well. Like, is it going for jump scare sort of thing?
Just some jump scares?
Like a popcorn movie sort of thing?
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, no, it feels like watching a movie, yeah. Like it's like a well-done horror movie.
All right.
I can't play those games anymore. I get too scared.
So my girlfriend's prone to anxiety. She had to, stop playing a handful of times. Yeah. Anyway, highly recommend if you have... the patience for teen horror.
I think I'd almost rather get into jump scares at this point, because before I was always like, just give me the psychological, like the mind warp stuff. But I'm such a nihilist, and it's just like, we're all fucked anyways. So it's like, just give me something that like actually startles me, because it's like, you're all gonna die. Yeah, I fucking knew that already. Thanks. Yeah. Great.
It's not just
thank you, game.
It's not just jump scares, but they're definitely.
But awesome. but just general creepiness.
Yeah, it felt like Cabin in the Woods. There's enough. It becomes ridiculous enough that it's.
Is there a part about pancakes?
Wait, what?
At the beginning of Panic. Kevin,
I've only seen it once.
Don't ruin it for you? Is that what you're telling me?
don't ruin the fact that I forgot.
Don't spoil the beginning for me. I've only seen the end. James, what you been playing?
What's my plan, or should I do drinking? Because we're going to follow the pattern, then we do drinking and then playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like
so
that.
So I've brought Lagunitas Brown Sugar, and it's got an apostrophe at the end, which is not, it's silent. Silent apostrophe.
Yep.
And yeah, so
brown sugar apostrophe. You don't pronounce apostrophe.
It doesn't have all the cool words that Patrick's bottle has on it, but it does have sweet release.
How many rees you got?
It's
got
release. Row.
Yeah, you got release.
Re.
It's got row.
Bree.
Like fish eggs.
And Nia.
I don't know. It says cultured brewery yeast.
That means it's educated.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with yeast.
Yeast went to Yale, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I mean, I think we've had this one, or we've had a little something something at least.
Yeah.
On before, but Lagunitas, they're local, they're good, whatever.
They really push this one around holiday time, and I always it makes sense why, because it's like brown sugar and a delicious hoppy ale. What have you been playing?
I have downloaded recently a game called The Last Guardian, which came out in December of last year.
You got The Last Guardian?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's the same folks that made Shadow of the Colossus, and you're this weird kid. You wake up and you're fully tattooed, which is weird for a kid. And there's this giant feathered cat
bird dog.
It's like a cat bird. And it has weird powers, like shoots lightning out of its tail, and everything's a puzzle, and you have to figure out how to help it navigate with you. But I really like the interaction between the weird cat thing and the kid, and like the way that they depend upon each other. And I think that the developers did a really good job of capturing like what a cat looks like and moves like, and like the mannerisms and animalistic stuff that you wouldn't expect from, like, you just expect, like, in some of the Zelda games, Epona just kind of stands there and like it's a horse.
Yeah, that's probably what took us 10 years.
I've heard it's like one of the most realistic representations of a animal or a pet.
It's super cool.
Yeah,
like it gets agitated.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it like gets mad at you and acts weird, and then you have to go calm it down, and it like kind of settles down a little bit. It takes a long time.
It'll just like kind of like go wander off or something on his own sometimes.
Yeah, like. It kind of helps you figure out the direction you're supposed to go, because it's just this huge open world, but you're a kid, so you can't like climb a 5-story building. But the cat thing can jump that high, so it'll kind of look and then jump up onto this giant tower and then look down at you and be like, "This is probably the way we should go." And then jump back down and wait for you to climb its butt hair, and then climb up its butt hair, and then go up. And I haven't only played it for a couple hours, so I haven't gotten that far into it. But we've just started getting to bad guys who throw these weird things through the air at you and try to take you through evil doorways. And basically just like a puzzle, fun puzzle game. So it's kind of like Prince of Persia, where you have to kind of figure out how to navigate these weird 3D spaces. And you have this weird cat animal, and it's super fun. And I like it.
I heard a review where they were like, the AI was so good. They're like, man, the cat bird dog things makes me feel really dumb. Cause I'll be like scratching my head trying to figure out this puzzle. And it's like, you got to move that block, stupid.
Yeah. And like the suggestions get more obvious. Yeah. So like it'll start by just kind of like looking off in a direction and then kind of looking back at you, and then it'll stand up and stand and point in that direction and just point its head and then look at you, and then kind of like scratch its head a little bit and lick its butt and then take a crap in the litter box, and then it finally just like jumps and it's like looks down at you and you're like, this way.
Hey,
oh,
stupid.
That way. Oh. Okay, we'll go that way then. So it's super fun.
Yeah. Nice. Nice guardian. Phil, what you drinking? You brought a drink.
I did.
We even got to it.
We didn't get to it tonight. That's okay. We can get to it another night. It's Ballast Point. Victory at Sea, their Imperial Porter, but this is their peppermint version of it.
I have had this. This is excellent.
I do not like it at all.
Well, really?
You just brought it to get rid of it?
Do you like peppermint?
I do.
But you didn't like this.
I don't like peppermint beer. I like mint chocolate as well.
Okay.
But it was just, it's a little too odd for me. Patrick is pointing out peppermint. Something.
There's one re on this bottle.
It's a refreshing. Refreshing. Opposite re.
Mint. No, I mean, no, to it.
There's a re right here.
Oh, what's it say?
In the middle of
Breering.
Yeah, Breering.
No, I mean like a re word, man. That's not.
Breering.
Breering.
Be ruining. But I've been sipping on James's brown sugar.
Yeah.
Nice. That's fucking weird.
I'm open to it, and like try anything twice.
This is an open podcast. It's an open group.
Yeah.
Like, no judgment here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, we'll call it out. Like, we'll be loud and obnoxious about it. Nobody here is gonna judge you at all.
I've had brown sugar before, but not for a while. So it was good to have it again. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What you played, man?
So been playing those are not words. Try that again. I've been playing Super Mario 3D Land with the wife. It's a good, like, fun, like two-player, hey, let's go play some Mario, but it's not two. Although some of those levels are real pains in the ass.
Yeah.
Every now and again, she'd be like, yeah, you're just going to do this one by yourself.
Like, there's one with like a bunch of like fucking chain link fences that you got to hop to and from.
Chain link fences?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we blew so many lives on that level. That we, eventually, she was just like, yeah, I'm going to stop playing and you're going to beat this one, and then we'll go on. So I've been playing that. I also got King's Quest. So back
for your 386 PC,
that was like one of
this is old Sierra game.
It is. So they made Sierra. A new one. Sierra made a new one. I've been playing it on Xbox. I'm sure it's on other platforms as well. But it's kind of like that, like kind of cel shady, cartoony look. But like I've been having like it's episodic. So I've played through two of the chapters. I think there's five total. Mm. But it's pretty good.
Is it like the old one where you had to, you would point on different things? I remember the old King's Quest. You would type in things like "Get ye flask."
Yeah.
Look around the corner. Yeah, look around ye corner.
And it would like it could recognize enough like action words where if you're in a certain scene. So does it operate the same way, or you have to? Is it like point and click, or is there it,
typing?
Actual?
There's no typing. There's no pointing because it's like you wander. You basically wander around. Different static scenes.
Right, yeah. I remember the old ones.
Like with a lot of snow?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me.
Over the screen?
Yeah.
you can't really see.
Like Poltergeist?
Yeah.
But so it's like you'll move off screen and then it's like, oh, here you are in the next scene. It's like a pre-rendered sort of thing. That's interesting.
And then in each scene, there'll be like either people to talk to or items to pick up or interact with, puzzles to solve. It's pretty fun. Yeah. It was like $15 or something like that. I've been getting my money's worth so far.
Nice.
So yeah, if anyone's nostalgic for the old King's Quest games,
they were good games.
This is a nice throwback to it. And there is the way it's told is, I guess you are playing as the king, but it's actually you are old. Like when the game takes place, you are old, and you are telling your granddaughter the stories and the adventures that you went on. So you are playing the adventure like as you are telling it to your, and it's kind of interesting because like when you die, you it'll be like, oh, you know what, I didn't do it that way or something like that. Yeah. Or if you like try to like put two objects together that don't fit, they'll be like, she'll be like, Grandpa, that doesn't make any sense.
So it's like actively retconning you while you're playing.
So it's charming and cute, and I've been enjoying it.
All right.
So that's it.
I am.
So I'm still on my January. I get one drink a week, and it can't be beer. So
it was one bottle of wine?
So yeah, one bottle, one half bottle. I get my half bottle of wine.
You get one bottle a week.
Oh, jeez. That's the worst.
It's tearing me apart.
When it comes to like dietary stuff, and I do it because it's like over the holidays, it's like I have no qualms about saying yes to anything that's offered to me. So it's like January comes along, it's like, all right. Let's reset some shit here, and I get a little bit more strict with it. When it comes to actual food diet, that's no problem. But I'm an alcoholic, so when I'm down to like one drink a week, oh, that's killer, man. That's killer.
Y'all got any of them alcohols?
Yeah, any alcohols, you guys? So, but I picked up another red wine. It's I'm trying to increase my douchiness as well this year as part of my New Year's resolution.
Nice.
I picked up. It's a California red wine. It's a Pinot Noir called Cotillia.
How do you say that in American?
Cotillion.
Oh.
So the actual English pronunciation would be cotillion.
It's got some fun looking animals on the cover.
I will admit,
how many reasons
this may kill my douchiness factor, but I often will purchase wine based on its label. No joke. Like it's like that looks neat.
Isn't that how you purchase wine?
Just how cool does the label look?
Oh yeah,
that's
how you purchase everything.
That's what I'm saying. I judge a book by its cover. Sometimes I'll go by like a recommendation. Like we have a friend who's really into wine, like knows his stuff really well, and he'll tell me like you should drink this, and then I'll look it up, and it's like $400 for that bottle. It's like, why don't you buy it for me and I'll drink it?
I'll drink it at your house.
However, yeah, this is a California Pinot Noir. Their distribution will go a little bit probably to the mountain area and possibly even central central time zone area, the Midwest. But I picked this up at Sonoma Pinot Noir. I picked it up from Trader Joe's out here. And it's honestly, it's very affordable. It's like around 10, 15 bucks for a bottle. Out here is 10. I think like you hit the, you know, you hit the Midwest, it's probably going to be about 15 because it, you know.
Because it has to sit on a truck and shit.
Pinot. But it has a delightful label with some animals on it.
You're very amused by that.
You really are.
Pinot.
But it's a little leathery, like a good Pinot Noir. So I enjoyed the hell out of that. Leathery. And what I've been
like a sweaty old man.
Sweaty. It tastes like it's like drinking a sweaty old man.
This wine is made from the balls of the grape.
I'm surprised nobody else took a swig of this. They're still.
I'll take it.
Maybe one for the road.
Here's an actual.
No.
I'm going to go.
I'll take a plastic.
I'm going to drink out of a plastic cup.
Inconsiderate.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. Give me this.
But what I've been playing.
Yeah,
let's
counterclockwise.
Oh, Ian's
talking.
Ian, what? Smells delicious. We ain't listening. I mean, go ahead.
Isn't it good? Are you going to enjoy it?
You know what this tastes like?
Pinot Noir?
Wine.
Yeah, it's a good wine.
It just tastes like good wine.
It makes me want to have something to eat with it. Like something delicious.
It's super smooth, though.
Yeah, it's very, very smooth. Cotillion. It's cotillion.
Very, very smooth. Cotillion.
The balls of the grapes.
It means balls of grapes.
That's what cotillion means.
But hey, I mean, for... what I like is when you find a wine for like $10 that's actually really good and something you really like. There's this idea that the more you spend, that the better the wine is going to be. That is not necessarily true.
I think it just makes it different.
It does. It really does. And
the difference.
I've never been able to really afford expensive bottles of wine, but I've had the opportunity to try them. And I will say, trying them, it makes sense. Like, oh. This is actually really, really amazing. I can understand why this is more expensive. And then the winemaker will tell you, like, yeah, everything's done by hand. Whereas this stuff...
And it takes 20 years.
A robot picks it, and it goes through, you know, it's like everything's automated. But for this thing, you know, and that's, you know, $10 a bottle. This one's $150 a bottle. And a person picked this, and it was crushed by hand in barrel and stored in barrels for a specific amount of time.
It's kind of a little bit of
feels
a,
got a great
Mr.
Cardigan.
Rogers.
Yeah,
looking
I'm drinking wine.
Are you
going to
take your shoes off?
Not this time. Next time. Last time I did it, it was very comfortable.
It's a beautiful day.
In the neighborhood.
I just think it's great that you're drinking wine and wearing a cardigan.
Right?
So playing, I've been continuing the Final Fantasy 15 round. Haven't made it much further. I'm in chapter like 4 now. I think I went from 3 to 4 in 1 week. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you're right there. You mean okay?
This is your minute. This is your
Patrick needs to be alone right now. No one look at him or talk to him.
I'll leave it at that though, because I haven't made too much progress in it. But every review I hear, I echo everything from it, where everybody's like, "Yeah, I have this problem." God damn it, that game sucked me in. Every person I see reviewing that is just that's their result from it. Oddly enough, I finished Mario 3D. World myself.
Yeah.
Really, because I've been playing that game over the course of a year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'll play a couple levels. And I finally just finished it earlier this week.
Man, some of those levels get super hard.
Really, really hard. And
does it get continually harder as you progress through the game?
I would say you get, it almost is like, it's not outright like everything is more difficult. Like you'll have a level where it's like it's maybe more challenging than like 1-1, mm-hmm. but it's not terrible. And then you'll have one like level 1-3 or level 9-3 is awesome. Like, wow, this is a lot harder than the stuff in the previous world. And then you'll have like a little bit of a break, and then it hits you hard again. What I will say is they still keep introducing interesting little mechanics throughout that game, like the little slimes that electrify and then pop up.
Yeah.
And they'll show up like around world 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then they'll start using them in different creative ways, and then they'll give you like timed levels where it's like you do, like there was one level I had to go all the way to the top, and then it activates this poison gas, and then you gotta get the fuck out of the level really quick.
Or there's some levels where like you, like they're not endless runners, but they're basically like constant runners. So like you have to be like just move as fast as you can.
So like after Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Got the constant runs.
Oh man, Taco Bell.
You're gonna do that on the way home, aren't you?
I did last
time. Get the constant ones or get Taco Boy.
There's one right up here. You're very close to it.
I don't know if I can follow up Buffalo Wild Wings with Taco Bell. I might not make it to work tomorrow.
She'll play.
They have toilets.
Do they?
I mean,
do they work?
Depends on where you are in the building.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my office is in the outside.
You're near the shitty shitters?
I almost spit wine. Because I was thinking about you squatting in bushes.
I work in the outside. I'm an outsider.
Yeah.
So that's what we're drinking. That's what we're playing. Let's do some very special drunk talk.
Zelda, don't break my heart. Don't do it.
I hope the hot tub scene's longer than just like that.
Hey!
Yeah! Box title. So there's two games you can buy.
Yeah. No, there's one game and one tech demo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the end. That's the end.
That's it. That's the end. Well, shit. Done. It's over.
I don't like voices. I don't like them. There needs to be one game franchise from my childhood that has not been replaced with crappy voice acting.
Maybe the U.S. version won't have crappy voice acting. Maybe you think it's crappy voice acting because you're not Japanese.
When
you're just racist.
Yeah, maybe from like a Japanese perspective, like that's good voice acting.
When did the last Zelda game come out?
Skyward Sword?
Came out around the time Skyrim came out.
Oh yeah. Wow. So it's
2010? 2011?
That was 2011
or 2012, but I just moved out here.
Man, so they've been working on this for
hells of years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So they
Cinco Ano.
Yeah, they've been. What did they do to stave off? So they did, because they launched the Wii U.
Woo!
Woo! every time.
Mostly.
And it's mostly every time. So they launched it for that. They did Wind Waker HD.
The Wii U didn't get one.
Well, it's getting Breath of the Wild.
It's Breath of the Wild, but. So yeah, it'll be
just
compatible.
Just turning it out right at the end.
Yeah,
turning it out.
But yeah, so HD remakes to stave everybody off. They did Wind Waker and Twilight Princess.
This is not. Oh no, it was Twilight Princess. They turned that out right at the end of GameCube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the map was flipped.
It was right over to
because
they developed it for GameCube, but then they wanted it on Wii as well.
Yep.
And for the motion controls, they flipped the map for the Wii.
That's true.
But yeah, so it's been a spell.
Five years.
All right, so there we go. We have borne witness to the Nintendo Switch.
I don't think I want to spend $300 to play Zelda.
I do. I was really. I'm still excited.
Still thinking about their crotches.
Yeah, there was a lot of weird crotches in that presentation.
Maybe they're that's bones. Just like. Maybe Japan just has lots of weird crotches. I don't know.
I've not been there. You're the only one of us.
How many weird crotches did you see when you were in Tokyo?
What would you say is the ratio of normal to weird?
It's hard to measure. I wasn't staring at a lot of crotches when I was there.
You gotta be hard to measure. I wasn't staring at a lot of crotches. I was looking up a lot of skirts.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some weird crotches in Tokyo.
Would you say it's a weirder ratio than America, or
no?
It's cultural, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we live in an area of many weird crotches.
Yeah. I mean, well, we might be like, oh, my crotch is fine and normal, but everybody else might be looking at it like,
Yeah, I was like, where's your dong?
So, yeah,
I can't see your dong.
Why the hell are you wearing
pants? All I want to see is your dong. Show it to me. I mean, some people think that, not me.
So is anybody going to buy it launch day?
I probably
I'm going to just play yours if, when you buy it launch day.
I mean, I am. Sounds like Patrick might.
I mean, not if I have to wait in line, but I do want it early-ish.
Yeah,
you can pay
somebody. Not launch day. I'm going to buy it as early as I can while still being an adult about it.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm not going
to. Adults can stay up past midnight. Midnight launch.
I don't know.
You're there.
That's the most adult thing you could do.
Yeah. I get tired around 9:30 now.
I mean, permitted to, not allowed, capable of.
As an old man, that's what I mean. Not so adult.
I don't think I'm buying one at launch. I don't think I'm buying one.
You gonna wait till holiday when the Mario game's out, or?
Yeah, that's probably the earliest I'm gonna buy it.
We saw a ton of pictures of games, but with very few dates
or
and zero demos,
or or videos,
right?
Or live demos
for it being this close.
Yeah.
So long. Could you imagine if fucking Google or Apple did shit like this, where it's like, and our the new Pixel 2 is coming out in 7 weeks.
Here's pictures of it.
Here's some pictures.
You don't even have to do, like, just imagine, like, Sony or Microsoft, like, going on stage and being like, so we're gonna have a Halo.
Here's a picture of it.
And we're gonna have a Kinect game.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have a FIFA.
Here's a video of the FIFA.
Yeah.
We can show you the video of the FIFA.
FIFA coming maybe this year. Like, possibly. Yeah, they would just be skewered.
It's like, what the... And I don't know if... I don't know what the response is, because we've been watching this presentation. And, I mean, if I were watching this when we weren't recording or something like that, or it was like one of the early morning presentations, I'd have like some sort of social media open at the same time. I didn't have that around this time. It was just like, it was just us. It was just organic in here.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how other people are reacting to it. But is the reaction is like, Nintendo can get away with it because they're Nintendo? Or, because I feel like they're trying to keep up with Microsoft and Sony at this point. Granted, still be different. Still not be like, hey, we're not just a super-powered computer in a box and maybe some special exclusives for it. Mm-hmm. We're our own thing.
So it's interesting because... So they're definitely... They're doing the motion control thing, which Microsoft and Sony kind of mostly given up on. But I didn't really see a ton that... showed me why it's awesome and why I need to have it. Like, the 1-2 switch is like, okay, cool. Like, you have gyros in here and you can measure when I raise my arm.
I felt like their teaser video from October was more exciting than this.
Yeah.
This gave me, like, right off the bat, within the first 2 minutes, I had the information I wanted. When can I buy it and how much is it? Because that initial video of, like, dude getting on an airplane and playing Skyrim, and already at that point, I had settled myself to, like, you know what? It might not have the same graphical fidelity as, like, a PS4 or an Xbox One, or obviously not PC, but I can play it on a fucking airplane. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I was riding that wave. And granted, I'm still excited. Obviously, the Zelda game's coming out, and the first 10 minutes of the presentation, when I was already kind of sold on it from when they introduced it, I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome. But they just kept, I don't know, I felt like things were dragged out. And that's even as a Xenoblade fan. Like, I have all of them. Like, yeah. I've been playing this. I love the Xeno series.
We have to fill this amount of time rather than this is the content we have.
It was also look, I know Nintendo's a super Japanese company.
Right.
But that was a very Japanese presentation.
For, like, a worldwide launch?
Yeah. Like,
well, I feel like that's how everything is. I mean,
for them. Be Japanese. Don't cater to us, stupid Americans. Dear
Japanese people, be Japanese.
Right? Like,
I mean, Sony also very Japanese, but they understand that they have an audience outside of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
If this was Tokyo Game Show, I would have been like, yeah, presentation.
Sure, yeah. Sense. Show me your Shin Megami Tensei. Show me your, like, Suda 51. Whatever that, like,
that dude,
that guy was awesome.
Yeah,
that was my favorite presenter.
Yeah, that guy was amazing. Oh, that Square Enix game looked really good. That,
yeah,
the,
like, pixely one?
What was
the
that?
Unnamed Square Enix game?
The Ocula, I don't know, Octopus something.
Oh, the Octo
Project, Octopus
Octopath
Traveler. Yes,
Octopath Traveler.
I don't know what that even means.
Jesus. But I mean, that looked great.
Yeah.
Very little elaboration. That seemed like stuff that should have come in a reel at the end.
Like, yeah,
like lean in a little bit stronger, and like also there's a bunch of other crap coming out too. Check this out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. Because then you would have had like I was already interested as an RPG fan, a JRPG fan, but man, that's your leading step for a worldwide presentation. That's what keeps hanging on.
So first party stuff they showed off: Zelda, Mario. Which, okay, granted, Zelda we knew about, but Mario, that was brand new. We hadn't seen anything or heard about that.
Yeah. And it looks good.
It does look good. Yeah. Like, it looks very interesting. Like, I've recently been playing the Super Mario 3D Land on Wii U.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. So, woo!
Do you have problems with depth perception in that game? Does it throw you off? I've been playing it a lot, and I'm like, am I just old, or is this weird?
Yeah.
And I think it's yes to both.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When you
get old, it gets weird.
But like, so I'm
sexy.
I'll play a new Mario game, and Splatoon 2 like looked interesting. Like, okay, cool. Like, you took Splatoon. We're gonna make it like look a little bit better. Add a jetpack, maybe add a couple more weapons, some new arenas and stuff
like
that.
Did they have a launch date for Splatoon 2?
That one,
Splatoon?
That was either
Splatate.
I think that one was that summer.
Might have been the summer.
Summer?
One. Yeah.
Okay. What was the summer one if not that one?
FIFA. I think it was that, yeah. No, FIFA was just 2017.
If they're keeping a similar launch window, it was like June, July.
Okay, so where are all their other properties?
They had a huge
list
of
coming.
Metroid, F-Zero, Pokemon, Pikmin, Smash.
Animal Crossing. Nintendogs.
There was a short clip of F-Zero or F-Zero-like at the end. But it was so fast that I couldn't tell if it was like an enhanced port of F-Zero GX or it's actually a new F-Zero title.
It might not have been F-Zero at all. It kind of looked like a iOS game that I can't remember the name of.
Yeah.
And since I keep hearing it's like a mobile... You know, it's a
the Tigra,
NVIDIA's thing. They might be seeing like a large library of like.
I don't want that. Like, I don't want a bunch of mobile ports.
A lot of things in the graphical fidelity department looked still like the GameCube, PS2.
I mean, some of it looked like early to mid generation PS3.
Yeah, when we were there, like nobody could figure out the cell processor.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck do we do this?
But
granted, we were also watching from an internet stream, and then through like an HDMI out from a computer.
Yeah, but
I can see pixels and non-anti-aliased shit fine on that TV. And I can see,
it was just like low res or like. Actually, one of the things, it was a pan in Zelda where they're panning past a giant like statue carved into the side of a mountain. Yeah. And it was just so low res. I was like, where are all the rest of these textures?
Yeah, where's the texture map? Especially since, even though it was still on a standard definition console, Skyward Sword had a lot of texture definition. Yeah. And actually, like, you play it on an LCD now, it's kind of fuzzy. But, like... You play around with settings enough, like, hey, this actually looked really... If you had this on an HD system, this would look really, really good.
I've played it on... just as a side note, played it on my MacBook Pro.
Oh, with like a Dolphin emulator or something?
Yeah, and it does look pretty good.
It looks gorgeous.
Yeah. And for some... I don't know what... I mean, anytime I play an emulated game, it's always interesting to see, like... what quality of texture they bothered to include in the game, but the system can't render.
Yeah.
And like this, the Skyward Sword was weird. It was like the paint stroke effect was like scaled up. At the HD resolution. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
That's
very cool.
So yeah, I wonder if there could be some sort of rendering something on whatever local display.
Just a side note, but. So
that was the other thing is like Patrick, I don't know if you'd heard this, but the last time I was on we were talking about how they were saying that when you're undocked, and this is actually what I was worried about when you're talking about like the dual screen stuff, was like when they're undocked, they're clocking down the GPU. like significantly to just be able to like get any
so you
battery.
Get 2 hours.
So maybe yeah. the games have to be scalable.
Well, because the new NVIDIA Shield was launched, announced, or something mm-hmm. like that, and they're actually selling a cloud GPU feature
oh,
for
I
it.
I heard something about
it's
that.
Like, it's
yeah.
like $20. Like it does cloud processing that streams. To your device because the device can't handle
it's,
everything.
It's like on live or something like that.
Yeah,
but
very,
like,
very much so. And, so and yeah, it's like $20 a month. It seems something like I think it was like $20 a month. I was like, that's altogether unreasonable. But
wait, what is this? I'm sorry.
This was the NVIDIA Shield, which uses the Tegra yeah. processor. So I wonder. So and granted, when you scale down to a smaller screen, mm-hmm. like it automatically looks a lot better.
Yeah,
at that because you have
maybe that is the scale down.
Did they say the area? But
they were well. So they didn't say it on here, but the rumor was docked, it's 1080p, and undocked, it's 720p.
Right, but would you?
You probably
would the human eye perceive that much of a difference.
Probably
with that
not from that.
Screen.
Although, I mean, you look at any Android or a tablet or iPad, like they're probably higher resolution than that.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The yeah. fidelity retina displays.
Sorry.
Damn. What are the thoughts? It does seem like, all, I would say the temperature of the room is, everybody's like, okay, all right.
Still waiting.
There's a couple
to see
of us.
Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I there's a couple of us. I mean, probably understood that Patrick and I would probably be like, yeah, yeah, of course I'm going to. Of course, I'm gonna yeah. play Zelda as soon as I possibly can, but we're a different portion of the buying public. I feel you guys are a little bit more rational in your decision making. I will say you were like,
I have
I don't
some rational
wait.
Opinions.
I don't think so.
I will say you were like, I don't want to wait in line for that shit. One of the things that I was debating on, while I was like, all right, if this thing goes really well, I'm waiting in line for this shit. I will go to six targets.
So I will say that it was.
I will not wait in line for this.
Yeah,
I will
no.
pre-order the most that I can, but I don't need a day one.
It was there was nothing in there that said you need to go stand in line for 5 hours.
No. Yeah. Unless they keep announcing more online, but
yeah, I don't. I mean, is that were you posing a question to the group?
Yeah, sorry. It was
is that
it was,
question
what,
was restated.
Yeah, so it's the temperature of the room seems like we seem like all right, cool, but nothing really. Nobody's jumping out of the seats for it. I feel like we were. Like I said before, we're much more intrigued by the initial.
All right, so they have announced on their website, breaking news. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Okay.
No date or anything.
Of course.
The air of ports that's gonna sound like at launch is gonna like it's just gonna put a bad taste
right.
in everybody's mouth.
So a Skyrim that already exists, but you can play it on the go. Right.
Yes,
these are great things. It's just that when all the titles are gonna sound like ports, I mean they are ports.
They have a pre-order
that
button.
That just seems to not bode well.
There's a pre-order button on the website. I'm pushing it.
All right.
What the fuck?
Are you pushing it real good?
Do I want
push it real good?
Wait.
Do you want blue and red or black?
Hold on. You can't actually buy it. Oh, we got more prices though. Okay, you ready?
Wait, what? More prices?
Here we go. Yeah, you can try and go to the website. We'll see. Okay. Nintendo Switch Pro Controller. How much do you think this bad boy costs?
$50.
$59.99. That's low, isn't it?
$59.99.
Is it $12?
That's low.
$70.
Oh,
what?
$69.99.
Yeah. A pair of Joy-Con controllers. So you get one mm-hmm. left, one right. How much do you think a pair of those is?
$89.99.
I'm gonna go $49.99.
Sticking with $59.99.
$79.99.
God damn it!
You can buy the Joy-Cons singularly as well.
Why would you do that?
For $50 a
Why
piece.
Why would you ever
what?
Do that?
If we're thinking about, like,
can you
if
choose
they're analogous
right?
to Wiimotes when the Wiimote came out?
They,
that's how much
like,
the Wiimote
they
cost.
They were like $30, $20 or $30.
No,
$39.99.
What?
$40?
Or $49.99.
Yeah, the Wiimotes were $50. Yeah,
it was $49.
And then you had to buy a fucking nunchuck.
Yeah.
And you had to get the case.
Those were $20.
So you didn't break your TV.
Those are like $20.
They're still $20.
You can get a set of two Joy-Con wheels. So you know how like on the Wii. you have the little wheel insert or wheel that you can insert your...
Yeah, that was a dumb
idea. Who over the age of four ever used a fucking steering wheel?
Now you can get a set of two for $15.
Yeah, because they're made of fucking foam.
This is so weird, though. Like,
they just inject that shit.
So you can get a Nintendo Switch dock set.
What's that mean?
So that includes the dock, an AC adapter, and an HDMI cable.
Oh, that's like your friend's house?
So they market it as, if you'd like to use your Nintendo Switch with multiple TVs in your house, this set provides you with everything you need to dock your system and play in TV mode.
Oh,
so about my friend's house.
It's additional docks. It's additional AC.
Yeah,
it's a piece of molded plastic with an AC cord and an HDMI.
And that is
$90. Yeah.
So I keep seeing this buy now button, but there's nowhere. Like,
there's no buy now right now.
This is
the buy.
They are still only showing red and blue controllers on their website, but I swear that they showed yellow and green in one of the videos.
The background colors were yellow.
I think they were announcing at some point like more colors were coming.
They hinted at other colors, the most colorful, whatever.
Okay,
so nothing can be purchased right now. Is that correct?
That appears to be the correct.
Well, I'm putting my devices away.
All of them. Why do you have four devices out?
in case this shit goes down.
You never know which one's going to work first.
I need Target. I need Amazon. And fuck me, I'll even have Walmart.com open.
That's what I was doing when the 3DS, that special edition.
Yeah, yeah, 3DS the $100.
Yeah, I was watching four sites at the moment it came out. I only got one. One fucking, I only needed one, but
and now they're hard to find.
All right, they are. Hard to you find. Ready? I got more breaking news.
Okay, okay.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So Mario Kart 8 was a Wii U game.
Yes, it was a really good Mario Kart title.
Yeah. So
minus
it says
no battle mode that is cool.
Yeah. Which looked like there was
no battle mode.
What? In addition to the content from the Wii U version, there are new features like a revamped battle mode.
What?
And new. New characters like Inkling Girl, Inkling Boy from Splatoon, King Boo, Dry Bones, and Bowser Jr. Available April 28th.
All right.
For how much? Plus.
2 months almost. At
pre-order
point.
Coming soon.
No price.
No price. Okay. They also
we didn't get the $99.99.
They did not announce a format.
No, they did not.
Is this a digital download?
Is this digital? Is this a cart? Because I thought I saw cart ports and stuff.
I thought that was already unknown from the announcement video.
That might be true.
Cartridge based.
I don't think they showed an actual like insert cartridge into it. They just showed like all the ways that it could be played.
Ain't no CD or nothing.
No, a cartridge would make the most sense. Portable memory, like quick access memory, is faster and cheaper than it's ever been. I would say do stuff like that, and especially you can limit the how much internal drive space you need at that point. It's easier to port than CDs and stuff. But
I'm sure they'll have some physical media
faster access.
But, like,
yeah.
I wish everybody would just do away with it.
we talked about it a lot in previous. I'm still a fan of it just because I don't like the moment something is purely digital, that's a time bomb to me.
Look, we're in a new era right now. There's a president-elect who's controversial. And anything can happen.
It's fine.
You might need those cartridges.
That's true.
Right?
Okay,
that might go down at any moment in 2017.
You do. Yeah. Okay, so we have, they're also on the website listing Super Mario Odyssey. That hat with the eyes is so weird, though. It just.
Yeah, and they didn't really say what it was like. It does something special on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming out for, of course.
Which then, like when you say that, are you trying to imply that we would also put it out on the Wii U?
Which you have effectively stopped production.
Yeah. ARMS, Splatoon 2, Skyrim, NBA 2K18.
Yeah!
2K18.
Uh-huh. So that's next year.
Yeah.
Well,
it's still we'll see the 12-month launch window.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still in the 18-month launch window.
Minecraft, Super Bomberman.
Oh, that's cool.
FIFA and Snipper Clips.
I don't know what that is.
That's
cut
that
it
barber
out
game, to get, right?
They showed a few seconds of it. I don't know. It's weird characters, and you overlap, and it like cuts parts of the character. It's really.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
I noticed you didn't say Mother 3/Earthbound 2, and the internet promised me that.
That was not on the list.
It said it was totally leaked.
Totally leaked.
And it's not on the list.
Fooey.
Fucking. I also wonder how much they're like, because they really love the terrible art of suspense in this presentation.
Oh, so it was not an art.
No, it was just like
it was abuse.
When is it coming out? We'll tell you. This guy knows. I don't know either. Let's go back here. I'm not going to tell you right now. Fuck y'all.
That only leaves us one option: not to tell you.
Maybe next year.
This is why we'll never be invited to these presentations. We would just be too loud.
I would wear one of those masks, like the guys in the front row.
I didn't see these masks.
Yeah, they were wearing the surgical masks to protect against pollution or protect others from sickness.
I would wear a hockey mask. And
Michael Myers?
Yeah. And loudly lick my lips to the person sitting next to me.
Jump out of a lake and kill people.
Yeah.
I do not like this.
Wait, did I confuse Michael Myers with somebody else?
No, you're right.
Okay.
Friday the 13th.
I was thinking Halloween in my head.
It's a movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Michael Myers was Halloween, right?
Sure.
Yes.
And then who was the guy in Cap Crystal Lake?
Mike Myers was Austin Powers. Michael Myers.
Jason? Are you thinking of Jason?
Yeah, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
That's what I was confusing. Jason Voorhees in the lake, hockey mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Michael Myers, Halloween, weird flesh mask.
I don't want to play
Nixon mask. Splatterhouse. Was it Nixon? No, it was Reagan. I don't remember. Let's move on.
Yeah. They were both terrible. It's fine.
One thing I thought was interesting about this, not to change subject, was that like all of the like past, not all of them, but every system that Nintendo has released has had some giant novelty attached.
Yeah,
this had every novelty.
Literally. Well, every novelty.
That's what they say at the beginning. Like, hey, you know, everything we've ever done in the past, you can do it with this now.
Yeah, all of their past novelties were come attached. That's fine, but like. Something that I feel like Nintendo can get away with, like having old world graphics, you know, last gen graphics, is that there's some other redeeming quality to the game or to the system. With the Wii U, it was the second screen, which the merits of which I think are great, but most people don't appreciate.
It was underutilized.
Yeah, whereas
underutilized by everybody but Nintendo.
Even Nintendo.
You think so?
There was even like Star Fox Zero. I don't like. It was a good game, but I kept getting annoyed at the controls.
Good game feels like a strong statement.
And I would maybe has all the potential to be. I felt like they built a good Star Fox, but then they carried it out wrong. Whereas on the opposite side with the Wii, it was just like just too much motion control. Yeah. Stop. Just.
Yeah. I think there's both not a. Interesting new feature other than the just sheer portability of what is basically a console. Agreed. Which that's cool, but like that's not new to anybody right now. Everybody's got a phone and
you've upgraded your 3DS.
Yeah, and additionally there's no
plugging into my TV now.
Those things are cool. But they're not necessarily new, and the fact that the closest thing to a tech demo arms is that's telling that it's just a motion controlled game. And like Wii U had Nintendo Land, also I think underappreciated.
That was good.
And this game this system has no such.
That isn't so. Wait, was Nintendo Land a bundle, like a pack in for Wii U?
I think it depended on which bundle you bought.
Okay.
But I mean, it should have been. Should have come with every system. I don't know if it did.
I think it was only the deluxe one.
Now,
which is the only one they sell.
I think a software update includes it now with everything, if I remember correctly. I don't know. Yeah. But, that was a great showcase of like what having that second screen was good for. Yeah. And here it's just like, motion controls is good for, which we don't care about anymore.
It kind of seems like we boil it down to like, it would have been better if, not to reduce it to one thing, but it almost sounds like if the graphical fidelity was better, like if it was something on par with existing console. And I'm not even saying like an PS4 Pro or an Xbox One, like whatever Scorpio tends to be, but if the existing It was close or damn near close to it, but it also had the advantage that, hey, you can also take this on the go.
Mm-hmm. I would have.
But I'm kind of wondering if that would have changed the price point so much that most people, like, let's say they would have. So they took the. There's a new Tegra coming out. There's with better, much better processing capability and such. But if they went with that, would the price have been $600?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. So they, they're selling the little Joy-Cons for $50 a piece. So I mean, okay. So you can buy a pair of them for $80. Give me I will trade all of that $80 for like just ramp the horsepower to infinity.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a shit about that. Like I will play almost all my games with a Switch Pro controller.
Yep.
God damn, that's $70 too.
Yeah. $70 for a controller.
On that subject, what does that controller do that the fucking one that comes with it?
Less, but it's going to be more comfortable.
It's a grip. It's the entire grip approach to it. Yeah.
But yeah, like I know
it's the Wii U Pro controller for the Switch.
Yeah, like I don't need the gyros and all the tech and money and R&D they spent to like make the Wiimote smaller and more accurate. Because that's all that is. That's all the little Joy-Con is, a smaller, more accurate Wiimote.
And multiplayer, though.
What?
Because you can use the two remotes separately.
Okay, so I can use two Wiimotes separately.
Yeah, but you can't do that with your Pro controller.
But it comes based in your system. It already comes with your system.
Well, I would... Right. I think I'm kind of like where Ian is a little bit, where like I would have taken a higher fidelity... Like, I would have ramped the graphical horsepower... Stripped all the motion control out of it. I'm not asking for an Xbox One or a PS4 competitor, but give me something that looks as good as late generation 360 and PS3 games, and I can play my Zeldas and my Marios, and they look as good as like Halo 4.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Possibly even, I would have expected even a slightly higher price point. Like, I would have been, if it was. $350, because I know Nintendo goes into it wanting, like, they immediately try to make a profit off of their hardware, which is usually why they would use stuff that, you know, off-the-shelf parts, stuff that may have been kind of sitting around for a while and trying to maximize it, which worked well in, like, the 16-bit eras, etc. But whereas, like, Sony and Microsoft have always taken the risks of, you know what, we're going in here, we're going to lose on hardware for a little bit. I mean, I know PS4 broke a record where they actually turned over profit sooner than any other console because they were selling so much. But I kind of wanted Nintendo to take that gamble of, you know what, we'll do $350, but it's got some serious horsepower behind it.
Yeah.
There's also, in my mind too, with such a mobile-focused culture, I'm even thinking like in the point where you're traveling, like if I'm in an airport or if I'm on an airplane... Most everything is configured to have power available to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know what? It's got that PS3, maybe even kind of like pseudo PS4 sort of X graphics. Battery life, 2 to 3 hours. Cool. Because
I fly business.
I fly business class. But I also expect, like, this is not my phone. This is a game console. So I expect a little bit of leeway to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a USB port or some sort of power port on my airplane at the airport on a fucking bus at this point, like a Bolt bus or something.
So is the presumption there then, just so I understand, is the down regulation of the graphics, is that something that happens when you're just because you're not powered or strictly because you're away from the dock?
It's because you're not connected to power.
So hypothetically plugging in a power
possibly,
adapter.
Possibly,
that could be a possibility.
They haven't said anything. I mean, they haven't confirmed even the part about it down clocking the GPU.
Yeah, we're still going on hearsay and continuing.
So the dock is literally just a $90 HDMI dock.
Yep. That is my assumption.
Yeah. Why the fuck would
it's a piece of molded $90
plastic
with HDMI
cable?
It charges it too.
It's
a charging dock and a video out dock.
I can't imagine that anything cool would fit into $90 of plastic. But like, it's $90. It should do something else.
Did they? Right. So they said
it's got an extra GPU.
It probably has an LED on the side.
It does.
Oh, yeah. So let's be fair.
And probably an eject button.
I can tell you from electrical engineering, LEDs just like a are Super ridiculously Nintendo, like, expensive.
Just a lever.
Yeah.
LEDs are ridiculously expensive. I bought a roll of 5,000 for $3, guys. That's
bring it to the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, right? That's significant. Yeah. You go from 90
to a lot of diodes.
I don't know why I bought that either. I have no use for them. 5,000 LEDs.
It's only $3. $3 right now.
And I did.
I don't know how to do anything with this. So they said 2 to 5 hours of battery life, right?
Yeah, I know the minimum was like
2.5 to 6.5.
Okay.
So there we go.
2.3 to 6.8.
Did they say anything about charge time?
No.
Good question.
The only thing they said, the charging port on the actual system itself was USB-C.
Oh, okay.
It's a USB-C to AC adapter, so going to get a little bit nerdy with that. USB-C can handle a very high amperage for its throughput. So, I mean, I would imagine the AC adapter itself would probably be 2 to 3 amp. So okay. I'm guessing for a full charge, if you're at a zero, at a complete deficit of charge, I would guess within an hour, hour and a half, you'd be at a completely full charge. Wow. Maybe even less, depending on.
That's pretty cool.
If they went with like a 5 amp output, probably even less than that. You'd be in like half an hour.
All right.
I heard it's not the volts that gets you, it's the amps.
Sure.
It's true. Both are true.
The website's got a couple more games that they, I don't, well,
just so keep
they
make, going.
So Street Fighter 2
Just
Ultra.
Dance 2017. Yeah. That's this year.
Yeah, Just Dance 2017.
Just not listening. Dance.
Say it again.
That's fine. Just Dance 2017.
Just, like with no T, J-U-S,
apostrophe.
It's pronounced use. It's a sauce made from the drip.
Use guys down. Over there, dance.
Yeah.
Use guys. Yeah. Hey, use guys, you want to dance?
Yeah.
Brooklyn edition.
Street Fighter 2 Ultra, the final challengers.
Oh.
Don't know what that means.
Street Fighter. Oh, did you say Street Fighter 2?
Street Fighter 2 Ultra.
Not Street Fighter 5.
Street Fighter the game, the movie.
Yeah.
Fighter 5.
The greatest game of all time.
Has-Been Heroes, which must be a new property.
Yeah. That sounds like Street Fighter 2.
So then you can buy
Has-Been Heroes.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Then you get Special Edition and then Master Edition.
How much all
that
cost?
Of that game?
Come on!
How much all those
cost?
What
the fuck's the difference?
Stop making me buy things!
No
which one comes with the Master Sword?
Probably the Master Edition because it comes in a big black box.
Yeah, that's got a sword in it. That shit has Magnum a sword edition. Inside
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That is going to be... So, games are going to be $60, right? They gotta be.
Yeah,
I don't see $50. Sure. There's no $50.
Then we go up $10 every. Oh no, N64 titles were $64.
Special editions are usually around $100.
Well,
depending on how special they are.
So, yeah.
It could be $150.
So they have special edition, and then master edition.
So master, I wonder that might be $150.
Master is going to be the $100 one.
So you're going to spend.
Special is going to be $10.
You're
going
to spend $450 to play Zelda.
But he'll have
because
a sword.
Because they know they get stuff. That from me.
And he'll have a sick ass dock.
No, because it's $300 for the Switch and then $150 for the Master Edition.
All right, they only because they
keep
have
the
me
5 cents
balls.
For this bottle. You keep this 5 cents right here.
That's I'm gonna save all. I'm gonna save all the stuff from here. All right. I'm gonna keep answering stuff. So. Let's do a round robin.
Okay.
Let's do some final or summary thoughts. James, okay. James, let's start with you.
All the shit in one box.
Your reactions.
From the history of Nintendo. And Japanese people are weird. I love them. They have weird crotches. They wear weird clothes. They got weird faces. And some games are coming out. I don't know. It's my reaction.
All right.
Excellent synopsis.
That's a good. Yeah. Patrick, thoughts, reactions,
comments. I don't feel any different about it than I did after the first trailer. Like it was like that's probably overstating. It was overstating it a little bit. I'm a little disappointed in launch titles, but not that fucking not Phil disappointed.
There are two launch titles.
You're not filled
Calm
with disappointment.
Down, Phil.
There are two.
Man, you're quick, man.
That's right.
And I missed the Nintendo gimmick. But I am super stoked that like it's portable and there's still a local multiplayer focus.
That seems like
that's my beef with the Wii U, that I have to take it places because no one has one. This one I can't.
You guys want to play this?
No, you don't have one. I'll bring mine.
No, seriously, nobody's like. Why would you bring a thing? And then 10 minutes into playing, like, oh, so glad you brought me.
And then you share your controller. I only got this one controller. Other controllers are $8,700.
Yeah, that's true.
But look, you can have half of mine.
My mobile my Wii U mobile party kit is probably costs like $500.
Do you have like a whole back satchel like from LAN party days? No, did you just repurpose it for your Wii U?
Well, I'm embarrassingly close to that scenario for my Wii U. It's literally like a folding case that has like anyway, we don't even need
it. I still have the Nintendo,
but it kills.
I still have the Nintendo official Legend of Zelda carrying pack for it. So
nice.
And I use
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah. Phil, final thoughts, comments?
I'm in about the same place I was on the Wii U, which is before it came out, I was underwhelmed. I think at one point promised myself I was not going to buy it. I rescinded that and ended up buying one, but not until like a year ago, a year and a half ago.
When it was super cheap, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I want it to be good. I really do. Zelda does look great. I really like Zelda. Mario looks pretty interesting. But it's the same. Like I was doing the same mental gymnastics with the Wii U, which is, am I going to spend $300 on a box to play Zelda and Mario? Because as far as I can tell, that's what this is again.
So far, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I'll let you kind of like swim through the waters a little bit and let me know.
I'll be the guinea pig from here.
But I don't think I'm going to buy one right away. Maybe come holiday season this year. Like, if it looks like Mario's going to end up being a real, real hot banger, then I might get some of that.
I don't know. Did you see those videos of Zelda in the hot tub?
Yeah.
Speaking of bangers.
Yeah. So, and I don't know. That's where I'm at. Ian, what about you?
So you brought up Wii U, and I remember... I remember watching the Nintendo like reveal or press conference about the Wii U.
Yeah.
Years ago.
God damn it!
I know, every time you just got to get used to it. It falls in the background. And I remember it came out almost 2 years later after their initial announcement. And their initial announcement it was streaming it online. It was like before I had to go into work, and then I showed up to work. And everyone was stoked on it because that's when like tablets were new, and it felt like everything they were doing was keeping parity of like, finally, okay, cool, you're doing an HD thing, you're gonna do the whole like internet multiplayer and local multiplayer. Everybody was stoked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took 2 years for it to come out. In a similar vein, I felt like I was far more excited in October watching a 3-minute video of a Switch reveal. And this, I you know what, I still probably would have maintained it if the entire presentation was, it's coming out March 3rd, it's $300, here's a reel of games.
We out.
That are coming, we out. We maybe out. A couple, like, Zelda's coming out launch day. Mario, holiday, but, you know, here's a bunch of other stuff that's coming out around this time. I felt like I would have been that same level of excitement. But this allowed me, I don't know, it kind of pulled back the curtain a bit, and it still didn't seem like things were ready. Like a couple of things were ready that they've been working on for a while, but the rest of it just seemed like, yeah, come back to us, you know?
Yeah, and Patrick or someone, I think, it was either Patrick or James said that it looked like some of the in-game footage they're showing like didn't look rendered all the way.
Yeah. Some of the Mario levels.
Yeah.
And the like lack of anti-aliasing. Like it was.
It definitely looked unpolished.
I mean, obviously, I've already stated, like, of course I'm getting it because I'm just like, I'm so sold on the Zelda series and I've been excited for that title for so long. And I know I was very happy with my purchase of a Wii U. Thank you, James. And that I feel like I've gotten a good return on investment for it. Like all, but the downside was it was all first party stuff. There's nothing third party, so
that's a first party box.
Are these third party titles okay? So what if they're graphically inferior to other stuff? Are they still good? Is it still a good game?
Is the game fun to play?
Is it fun to play?
Matters at the end of the
day. Exactly. And are third parties still willing? If Nintendo can push that sales point enough, where it's like, eh, maybe our graphics aren't as good as a PS4, but man, we got this game and it's amazing. And Atlus made it, or BioWare made it, or somebody, Ubisoft made it.
It will be interesting to see from that perspective if game developers are willing, because it is clearly graphically inferior to Xbox One and PS4.
Notably.
And at this point, I mean, we're already talking about PS4 Pro and Xbox One S. Are game developers going to be willing to spend the engineering time and money to, like, basically not wreck their game, but like make it run well on this like much inferior machine?
When it comes to a development studio, yes, the love of making a good game is still there, but it's also like, we've got a payroll, man. Like, we're not just in this for charity.
For sure.
We're in this to, like, we're a company. We're trying to make money on it, and we're hiring good people and paying them money. So is this going to be a return for us? And I'm hoping, even if it is different than the other consoles, that is a resounding yes. That, yeah, no problem. We can cut a game that's kind of unique and different and not available. Or hell, even if it's a port from other consoles, it's so different on here that you're much more willing to play it, and we still get a good return on our investment. Yes, I think if they keep playing that,
honestly, like, I would okay, I'll take the other side of that. I would rather just have a one-to-one port. Like, if I could play Overwatch on that, mm-hmm. on the, like, exact same game, mm-hmm. as I can get, like, on a console right now, but I can play it on the go, mm-hmm. okay, now, like, or Rocket League, where it's like, it's the same game, but like, I can play it on the go. Okay, now, because I love Rocket League, I love Overwatch, but I have to be sitting in front of my TV to play them.
Yep.
So I would rather have, like, parity. Don't do anything special. And this is kind of, like, again, getting back to the, like, maybe this is just my viewpoint. I don't care about any gimmicks. Like, I don't want the motion controls. I want a console where I can play video games that I can... Not that I can't play anywhere else, but I can play them on the go, which I can't do with my other systems.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I think wherever you go, there you are.
There we are. That's
well put, sir.
Thank you.
There's still some spark of excitement, but a lot of underwhelm, I think, is the...
It's more of a spark than a bonfire of excitement.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that, like, I think I was super stoked about in rumor wise, like, one of those was the swappable side controllers that have button layouts for older systems.
Yeah,
but
I'm still infatuated with the design of it. I think it's excellent.
It's hot looking. I like the way it is.
And of course, if you're listening to last week's episode, we pre-recorded all of Danny's possible reactions to this.
There were only three possible reactions.
He loved it, he hated it, or he was meh about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Danny Wynn's official reaction. All right, so now we've got the good, the bad, and now
the
for
ugly.
The, yeah, now we're going to do the ugly.
Now for the middle of the road.
The tepid response, the lukewarm response. So they announce it and you're just, you're just whelmed. You're not underwhelmed. You're not overwhelmed. You're just whelmed.
I'm just sort of middle of the road.
Yeah. There you go, Danny. Here's the Switch. It's
it's the there it is.
Yeah, it plays game.
At least it's out. It has that game or two on it that is mildly interesting. We'll see how it pans out. I mean, it could be okay.
Did you think it was kind of cool when they did that
thing? It was okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
Did it bum you out when they also showed that other stuff?
I didn't really have a strong reaction either way, to be honest. It was kind of whatever. I mean, I'm still going to buy it, but I'll probably complain about it. Let's be honest.
And as a last special... Special reflection review. Our friend, good friend, Mr. Bill George of shouldigoseeit.com
Is it a shouldgoplayit.com?
He does have shouldigoplayit, but our good friend, Mr. Bill George of shouldigoseeit.com has sent us his audio reaction to the Nintendo Switch.
I hope it's an audio erotic reaction.
Auto erotic
reaction. I hope it's an audio erotic erection reaction.
Let's find out.
Hello, my name is Bill George from shouldigoseeit.com. It is a movie review site, but I also play games, and I'm here to share my thoughts on the Nintendo Switch presentation that just concluded. I'll try to keep it brief. First of all, the more I see all the Switch marketing, the more I feel like they came up with a sound effect and then just built everything else around that, but that's neither here nor there. As far as the presentation itself went from a technical standpoint, the audio was a concern for me. I don't get why they pulled all the gnat sound out of the room. It just left us with the piped-in voices, so it felt like I was at a United Nations meeting listening to a translation device hanging from my ear. As far as the content goes, I love that they didn't bury the lead. Price and date right out of the gate, you gotta respect that. And $300 is the sweet spot for console prices, so no real concern there. They spent a lot of time showing their 1-2 Switch games, which were pointless. Everything they showed pretty much already exists as a smartphone game in some way, shape, or form. I feel like that market already exists for icebreaking and party games. I feel like iOS has pretty much conquered that. But I'm really excited for the Ice Cube Simulator, or whatever that was. That seemed neat. I also thought the Joy-Cons being held on their side to play like Mario Kart, I think was what they showed it as, looks like a horrific playing experience. The stick is like centered, it seems too small to really hold in your hands, it just looks like not fun, it looks bad. Then they introduced this new fighting game that looks like Street Fighter, but you can only play as Dhalsim. But I appreciate the straightforward translation for the title, just called ARMS. Do you want the mechanics of a shooter without the thrill of gunplay? Or the style of a boxing game with none of the up-close intensity? Boy, have I got a game for you. ARMS. Next, I think they really had a missed opportunity by not calling Splatoon 2 simply Splatoon. Side note on that franchise, always thought it was a fun concept, loved the idea, but the poor controls and execution made me never really have as much fun as I want to whenever I have played that game. Then there was some big Japanese RPG, followed by another Japanese RPG, I think, they barely showed it. Then, I don't know what Dragon Quest is, but they're making about 8 of them, guessing those are Japanese RPGs also. Then they showed a Square Enix game, and I don't really understand it. I don't know why all these creatures were huddled together in the dark in an abandoned office building. No context on that one at all. And then they introduced Skyrim. Skyrim? That shit was old 5 years ago. Who is the audience for this? Everyone who is ever going to play Skyrim has played Skyrim. Twice. I then wrote a note here in my notes here. I just wrote drinking game, take a shot every time someone says Switch before a dramatic pause. So that'd be fun. Then I did make a note at the time, I said no more Zelda footage. I was surprised, thought they were leaving their prize dying in the stable. I wrote bold strategy cotton, but then they did show it. And side note before I get into the content of Zelda, sentence one of the presentation, we get the console release date. Then we talk about the Zelda release date, and all of a sudden we get an Abbott and Costello routine. Give me a break. So anyway, Zelda itself, it looks like a lot of running. I wish it wasn't quite so cel-shaded. But it does look like it looks like a serious title. It looks like it may tell a compelling story that you can follow and with some emotion. And if anything's going to sell me on this console, this game came the closest. I'd be lying if I didn't say I entered the presentation slightly prejudiced. My philosophy regarding this whole design concept has always been, if it's just as powerful as a handheld as it is a console, then it's underpowered. And call me closed-minded, but nothing today showed me anything to change my mind on that. Don't plan on purchasing one day one. I am not the audience for this. I'll watch Zelda on Twitch when it first comes out to see how attracted I am to the gameplay, and maybe after a price drop I'll consider it. And then if I do get it, I'll just end up regretting it, and it will just collect dust like the Wii U that I bought when I got I really wanted to play Mario Maker and Smash, and now it just sits there. So that's all I have for that, and now I'm probably going to get back to playing Titanfall 2 until 2 a.m. like I do pretty much every night. And that's all I got. Thanks so much for having me, and I'm excited to hear the final podcast to get your guys' thoughts as well, and hopefully one day we can do this live. I totally forgot my notes on Mario when I was reading through everything before. Mario, the first thing I noted was I literally yelled at my TV out loud, "Hold on, we're collecting triangles now? What the fuck is happening?" But the game does look really cool. It's interesting to me that somehow grounding the environments in reality actually made it the most adventurous and interesting looking Mario that I think I can recall. Especially when you look at New York City, obviously was the big standout, but just all the different environments that were Earth-like but still animated and interesting were actually more fantastical to me than actual fantasy worlds. Really looked cool. I thought it was really interesting. I actually liked it a lot. Still a little unsure about the sentient hat, though. That was a little bizarre for my taste. We'll have to see how that plays out.
You're supposed to drink bacteria?
Sometimes. Yeah.
So,
does it make you poop?
Best Buy will be open March 3rd at midnight for the launch.
Wait, is that March 2nd?
Well, technically,
March 3rd. It is March 3rd at that point.
Yeah. Time.
12:00 a.m. Yeah, so.
All right, well,
will they close that evening and then reopen? How are they going to manage the lines? Is there a numbering system? I need to know more information.
What day is March 3rd? Like, what actual day?
I believe it's
the day after the
2nd. I think it's a Friday.
Before the 4th.
It's either a Friday or a Saturday.
Should we all stand in line?
No.
No.
We should next time, bro.
You can stand in line.
Can we stand in line and drink? Is that loud? Is that legal? All right, that's enough of this. James, get us the fuck out of here.
Okay. So we're a thing and we do stuff, and
very true.
We are, some of us acknowledge that social media exists and participate in it, others do not. My name is James. If you can find me on Twitter at doodoo monster. To my right is Patrick.
Patrick,
man of the shadows, last name redacted.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Podcast Patrick.
Right there. And then Ian.
Hey. I'm the space Ian. I'm Ian Greer.
Uh-huh.
I get my last name. So I'm not afraid to be who I am. Oh, also, gosh. Like, I'm
gender's over.
Yeah.
Wait, gender is over?
Yeah.
Also, I've made a million mistakes and you have not, so it's like, look, I'm already out there, right? I already got a record. I got a record, people.
It's a mile long.
It's a mile long. But you can find me at the space Ian on the Twitter.
And then over your right shoulder. Like a boulder holder.
Yeah. Philly D. Philly cheesesteak. Phil then.
Are you feeling this?
No.
Feeling this.
No. I'm not feeling.
You feeling me?
I'm not feeling the switch yet, but we'll see. You can film me. Nope. You can find me though.
You can film him.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
It's like that movie that guy took in Oregon where the animal's walking in the woods.
127
swinging his
hours.
Arms, and he's all covered in hair.
Okay.
And it's like the proof.
The gray.
Yeah.
Squatch exists.
The Squatch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I believe.
If you want one more dumb Twitter person to follow, at Flying Sob, that'd be me.
Yeah. We have a whole thing that we're doing that you're listening to also, and it's a podcast that you can follow on Twitter at The Bit Pub.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I did that right?
Sure, sounds good.
And then there's a website or emails, anything at something.com.
TheBitPub.com.
Yeah, that's
garbage at the dumpster.com.
Yeah, garbage fire at the dumpster at bitpub.com.
We're not going to see that one, but you can email it all you want.
Or I'm going to bring it back, Wade Boggs at TheBitPub.
Wade Boggs at TheBitPub, podcast at TheBitPub.
Yeah.
Jamie's not here at TheBitPub.
Wade Boggs at swirlydicks.com.
Again, won't see that one, but somebody will.
Go there at your own volition.
Yeah.
One or not held accountable to the actions of people.
And if you like what you see, have the time of your life.
If you hear what you like, and you see what you like to hear, I don't know where I was going with that.
That's okay. But what are we? What is
we,
this?
This is, and we have been, damn it. We are, and this has been A Bit Drunk. And then cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
To myself.
Ding, ting.
Ding, 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 ding.
This is plastic.
That doesn't do anything.
This is a nice. There you go. Yeah.
It was a good bow. It's a good bow.
Nintendo Switch has inherited
he does not know how to
DNA
walk.
From each of the many hardware systems
he's
Nintendo
never walked.
Has released today.
Look at those jeans, though.
The Nintendo Entertainment
what is going on with his area?
I think he's got robot. He has robot legs.
He's got a robot. Oh, he's got the thing. You can't tell, like it's Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
added the
he's
X
got a Fupa.
And Y buttons and the L and R buttons to enhance the...